There was an upset for the ages at the World Baseball Classic yesterday. Team Canada beat the USA 8-6, and the juggernaut of superstars that was favored to win the whole tournament now faces the possibility of an ignominious exit in round one. Our baseball pal Alan Schwartz was at the game in Arizona. He's senior writer for Baseball America, joins us now from his hotel in Tempe, Arizona. Alan, nice to have you back on the program as always.
Well, thank you, Neil. It's good to be here.
Now, Canada was seen as, a weak sister, I think it's fair to say.
Well, I mean, look, any team is dangerous in one game in baseball. And that's not a cliche. It's an absolute truth. Any team can win on any given day because a hot pitcher can get you. And Adam Loewen yesterday for Canada was very good. A bad pitcher, even though he won 22 games last year, like Dontrell Willis, can really give it up. And next thing you know, you're down 8-0 in the fifth inning, which is what happened to the United States yesterday. But I think that everyone knows that Canada has some very good players. You just don't expect them to win on that day, but they came out firing and scared the heck out of the United States, though they are not really on the United States is not really on the brink of elimination. It's very unlikely that they will still not advance to the second round.
Well, there's a fairly complicated formula for what would have to happen today, and can you give us the outlines?
Yes, if you give me a chalkboard and a couple of slide rules. No, basically, if all of Canada, Mexico, and the United States finish 2-1, which is possible if Mexico beats Canada this evening, if Mexico scores three or more runs, because one of the tiebreakers and the integral one here has to do with how many runs you give up, not how many you score, but how many you give up on defense, then the United States would advance. The United States is only eliminated if Mexico wins but scores only two runs while winning, meaning that they win 2-0, 2-1, or 1-0, which is very unlikely. Of course, if they do that, if Mexico does win by that score and eliminates the United States, that would mean that Canada and Mexico both advance, which means that Canada and Mexico could agree to have the game end with that score and guarantee both of them to move on to the next round.
Wait a minute. They can agree in the seventh inning, for example,
They can agree right now. Now, I am not suggesting that they're going to do that, but it is a very interesting wrinkle in the whole pool play format of the tournament, and this happens in different tournaments, too. It's not just characteristic of the World Baseball Classic. It's just a funky little thing, and by no means is anyone, I think, seriously suggesting that they would do that, but it's just sort of quirky.
In the meantime, of course, the United States will be playing against South Africa, I assume sobered by the prospect of another surprise.
Well, I think so. I mean, it will probably work out that this was a good thing for the United States, is to have you know, the heck scared out of them. So I would not want to be the South African leadoff hitter who steps in the box against Roger Clemens tomorrow with his patriotic fire breathing out of his nose. I think that now the game tomorrow is probably going to be meaningful, though, of course, I guess, in a way, we're really going to know what happens based on Canada and Mexico tonight. But still, it's going to be very interesting. And I tell you something, I'm about to go out to the workout where the American players are practicing for tomorrow's game, and I want to ask the African-American players how they feel about playing South Africa. Of course, you know, relations have changed with that country over the past 10 years or so, but you know, these are guys who grew up as kids hearing about Nelson Mandela and hearing about apartheid and whatnot. And I'm sure that they'll have some feelings about playing a team with that that name on their chest.
The one game that everybody is raving about was played not in Arizona, but in Florida in another round of and that had to do with the Venezuelans against the Dominican Republic. This is really this tournament is already sparking some comparisons to some of the great games ever played.
Well, I think that would be an exaggeration, frankly. I mean, we're in the middle of it now, and a lot of people are feeling as if it's more fun than they expected. It's what I expected. I don't think it's a perfect tournament. There are a lot of problems with it, but it's fun. You know, and that's okay. It's the early March. It's a lot more fun than the Padres-Rockies tilt down in Tucson, you know, their spring training affairs. So, you know, I think that people really have enjoyed the spice that was thrown into spring training. And I don't think there's a better time to do it. I don't think it would work in November. I don't think it would work in July in the middle of the season. I think it has to be done in March, and we're enjoying baseball with a little bit of a different flair. The Dominican Republic and Venezuela have a wonderful little rivalry that will only grow stronger as people get used to and decide they care about these matchups.
Well, since Roger Clemens went high and tight on his own son the other day in batting practice after the kid took him over the fence with his first pitch, I suspect you're right about worrying about the South African leadoff hitter tomorrow. Alan Schwartz, as always, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Anytime, Neil.
Alan Schwartz, senior writer for Baseball America, joining us from Tempe, Arizona, where he's attending the World Baseball Classic. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Ira Flatow's here tomorrow. I'm Neil Conan.